What a podcast.
Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216.
Let's see if you can guess who this is.
Weezer.
You got it. It's brand new, unreleased.
It's just a sweater song. No, in the garage. No, yeah. Is this new Diarrhea
what
Planet?
What you looking at?
Good.
This bud?
Is it new Diarrhea? Is this new Diarrhea Planet?
No, this is not. This is actually a new song by a little band called Yob.
Oh.
Album's not out though until September 2nd. They pre-released this song for fun to tease us. Welcome to episode 724, everybody. Do you remember us? We're back.
I know, we're back.
Don't tell anybody.
It's hot.
My van broke. Or something.
That happened.
I just got weed in my mouth.
This is episode 724 of the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
I don't know if it's Monday, Wednesday, or Friday.
It's one day.
It's one day. Welcome to one day, everybody.
It's one day.
Because we told you one day we'd be coming back.
We missed you guys.
Yeah, we hope you missed us too. We know Hans missed us. He's been listening to the episodes from back in the threes.
Oh, the threes.
Season three. We got
the
flames
threes.
In the building.
Flame what's up, flames? Jizz.
We're on fire.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he's cutting out already.
Ooh.
Yep.
So, shit. It's been hot and humid.
It has been hot and humid. There was a storm the other day. Did you see any storm?
I got some good pictures of the lightning during the Guitars Under the Stars.
Me too, but I haven't looked at them yet.
I did, but he didn't, so I don't see how he could have done that.
What?
I said I got some good pictures of the lightning at Guitars Under the Stars, and you said you did too, but you didn't go to that.
Well, I still took pictures of it, but there is trees and stuff in the way.
Yeah, I just accidentally got lucky. I snapped a picture.
I just filmed. I was filming. I filmed like an hour in just 1 minute increments. Oh. I just pointed the camera in a direction and let it roll because there's like lightning every 15 seconds.
Yeah, and then
everywhere.
Screenshot.
No, I can't do a screenshot on my phone. It's not that smart.
What? I thought you had a Windows phone.
I know. Tell me about it.
Dude, I got a Cricket piece of shit and it does a screenshot.
I also, on a Windows phone, cannot upload to YouTube.
Upload to YouTube?
Yep.
Dude, fucking weird. I'm tripping out.
A screenshot.
That's like if you pause a video and it's like the picture that you want, then you push two buttons and then it takes a picture of whatever's on your screen.
Oh, okay.
Like you can do that on a computer, you know.
Yeah.
So you can do it on, like, watch this.
Yeah, I can do that on my phone.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Some Never people mind. Can do that. I can't.
Because he's got a Windows phone.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I asked you this question the other day.
Okay.
Remember when I asked you if it would be weird to glue cat hair on a pocket pussy?
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that would be weird?
I do.
Why?
Because I'm sure that the glue would, like, not hold after a while, and then pieces of the cat hair would be coming off, and then depending on what you're doing to the pocket pussy, some people eat pocket pussies out.
What?
You never heard of getting a pocket pussy and eating that shit out?
No. Particularly after you put your cack in it.
No, you do it before. Just like, you don't want to make a girl suck your dick after it's been in her asshole. That's not very good etiquette.
Well, there is a whole branch of porn for ass to mouth.
Well, yeah. There is. But it's not nice unless you had an enema.
ATM.
ATM could be your greatest enemy.
I know. See, that's what they never tell you about when you're watching anal porn is that, you know, most of those chicks have probably had an enema before, right?
Butt douche.
Yeah.
Butt douche.
Mm-hmm. What about some little bit of anal bleaching, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'd probably do some. It really.
So I was just thinking because, you know, if you fuck a cat, that's just wrong.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
One of my
fucking a cat is wrong, but if you want to blur those lines, if you want to go to that route, but you don't want the stigma of being like the bestiality, you know, you could glue the cat hair on a pocket pussy and then you're safe. Then you're not a beast bestiality guy, right? You're just enjoying a cat vagina.
I guess, yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, right?
I actually posted that on my Facebook, and I hashtagged it messages I get from friends.
Uh-huh.
And it said, would it be weird to glue cat hair to a pocket pussy? And another friend said, no, always use dog hair.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Well, then that means great minds think alike.
And the reason why you use dog hair?
Why?
I don't know.
Because you don't like cats.
All right, here's another question I have for you.
What is it?
How does a crab masturbate?
I don't think it does. Crabs don't masturbate.
Why not?
They eat the bait.
Why wouldn't they masturbate?
Ether bait.
They eat the bait.
Earther bait.
They eat the bait.
I've caught in a few crabs.
Is cotton a word?
Mm-hmm. I've caught in a few crabs.
I've picked some cotton.
I did it in a boat, and then one time I was fishing for salmon, and they kept trying to eat the bait.
Eat the bait?
Mm-hmm.
Eat the bait.
And like so bait. They went, and they would come up to the water like they would have their claw around the line, but as soon as they would get to the surface of the water, they would let go.
Oh.
They weren't hooked or anything. They were just riding their ride.
Yeah, it's a game for them.
It is?
Yeah, man. They eat as much as they can till they get to
a
the
top. A game for them? Kind of like online game for them?
When was the last time either of you has played Ants in the Pants?
I'd have to say that was grade school, probably.
Really?
Yeah, back in the
second grade.
Early 70s.
Yeah, I think so, too. Why, you play it recently? Or did
no,
you
I haven't. I was just thinking you guys were talking about games and animals, and so I thought about Ants in the Pants.
Did you ever have ants in your pants?
I remember not so much the pants, but more the ants.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because they had the little things. I'd just like to play with those and push down on them and watch them fly around. I didn't need any target like a pants. Do you think in the 70s were they bell-bottom pants? On the Ants in the Pants?
No, they were farmers.
Overalls.
They were farmers.
They were overalls.
Yeah. I know, but yeah, but in the 70s, they should have been flared. Bell-bottom pants.
You make me sad. Yeah, who knows?
So what made me think about all this animal stuff, though, was on OPB, I was watching this thing. Flames and I were watching this thing. It was a two-hour program on kangaroo sex.
Nice.
And these people were crazy, man. They were so excited. They were exclaiming their excitement and that how they couldn't wait to see two kangaroos fucking.
Why?
Because it's not very often that it happens.
How often?
I think that they because that's what they were. That was their purpose, to make a documentary about kangaroo mating, and so they just kept talking about how excited they were to see them mate up close.
Oh.
And I thought, is that, you know, so sure, I glue cat hair on a pocket pussy, but these guys are all going out in the field. They can't wait to get up close and personal to see some animals having sex. Well, I mean, isn't that weird?
That is kind of weird.
No, because that's their job. I guess if they were...
It's their job, yeah.
If it wasn't their job...
All right,
job,
what's
then,
your job?
My job is to... bag seed pretty
all right so when you go when you're on your way to your job, do you say, I'm so excited, I can't wait to bag this seed?
No, because
that's what they were doing. They were going out to do their job, and they were going, I'm so excited to get some kangaroo seed, to see some kangaroo seed.
I want to see some kangaroos fuck.
Now, what was going on, dude, is I did not know this, but you got something to say about our recording setup?
No, I was just looking at the levels.
We got a new headphone amp.
We do, and it sounds just to me, but it might just be me, that you are over-modding a little bit, but I don't know.
Am I over-modding?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm too close. Okay, now check it out.
Yeah, that's way better, but Arrow, is that the peak thing, or does it have a peak light? Because this old one that we used to use has a peak light, but Anyway, you guys let us know. Does the podcast sound different? Does Dustin sound like he's yelling at you?
I don't know. Well, we'll level it out anyway, though.
Yeah, it just sounded like it was like distorting a little bit.
Maybe because I was pushing against this, right, like this.
Yeah, that does. Do you hear it too?
Yeah. Was I pushing into the mic screen?
I think you were pushing. We've forgotten how to do this. Is what we've done.
Okay.
But, uh-oh.
So anyway, yeah. So these. Did you know kangaroos? They have that. Their babies are the size of a jelly bean. Did you know that?
No.
It comes out of the tube. Right? Out of their uterus tube on the bottom between their legs, right? And it's the size of a jelly bean.
Right into their little pocket or what?
No. It's just like a vagina down between the legs.
And it comes out just and then...
And then it's a jelly bean and then it climbs up. It has claws formed like a jelly bean, dude. Like
I know two, what it did. One, I like know, the one size inch. Of a kidney.
Yeah. And so they got claws already. And they climb up, so only the strongest survive. They climb up to the pouch and then go into the pouch and then find the nipple down there on the bottom, and then that's where they grow.
And there's three nipples in the pouch.
And is so that why the people want to watch the sex?
It was. I wanted to watch it after that, but, you know, I would guess I'm curious just because they got those tails that go out. I mean, they can't really, it doesn't make a sense, doggy style, maybe cowgirl style they could do it.
Right.
But then... That would be weird, too.
To some people, it's offending to see animals having sex. You know, mm-hmm. like I've said before, I freaked out when I was like six and I saw two dogs fucking. Mm-hmm. And they were done and they were stuck together. The dog, they were butt to butt trying to get apart. And you probably heard of that before. Mm-hmm. But it kind of goes with this story from Florida where their neighbors are complaining about this. Like it's a zoo. It's not a zoo, but it's mm-hmm. like a... There's a bunch of wild animals in this area. And so now people are hanging signs saying that farms have animals and animals make funny sounds. They smell bad and they have sex outdoors. Unless you can tolerate noise and outdoor sex and odors, don't buy property next to a farm. Because people have been complaining to the authorities saying, oh, these animals are just fucking in the field and they're shitting and it stinks.
Mm-hmm. And like, animals stink.
They do. And they have stinky, smelly outdoor sex.
Mm-hmm.
Some humans do that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so if you're a human, you can't get away with it. But animals, that's their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's weird. Some people love to watch kangaroos fuck, and other people don't want to see cows fucking.
Now, I got to ask another question about what is considered bestiality, right? What if
it's
you
fucking animals.
What if you fist a kangaroo?
That's
bestiality.
Why? You're not putting your penis in any animal.
It's still a sexual act.
Not necessarily. What if you're doing it just because you hate kangaroos?
But kangaroos enjoy fisting. Every kangaroo I've met loves a good fist.
Well, then, see, they enjoy it, and I enjoy it because I hate kangaroos.
Okay. But, see, because of the fist, the act of fisting is usually a hand balled up going in and out of a mm-hmm. vagina, and that's a sexual thing because it's going in and out. If you just punched a kangaroo mm-hmm. in its vagina and went up in
your arm in there.
Or just went in once and came out, that wouldn't be bestiality.
You got to do it, when you...
That would be
you,
a kangaroo punch.
when you fist someone, though, then you got to do, like... That's when it comes in handy to know the sign language. Sign language alphabet. Right?
Why?
So when you're in there, and then you start making, like, peace signs, and you start making different signs...
Do you think kangaroos know sign language? I don't think they do.
Hmm.
They can't
even
talk.
If you could stick your fist in a kangaroo and make sign language and they could tell you what letters you're saying, if they could understand you.
You'd be a millionaire.
Wow.
That would be on America's Most Talented.
I don't know about that. Be America's Most Beastiest.
They also had this thing. It looked like a porcupine. It was called a echidna.
Have you ever fisted a porcupine?
No. I can't say I have.
No.
You guys should try it.
It's like
a challenge to not get a quill.
Just like having
a quill.
An oven mitt on, though.
No, you got to do it bare-fisted.
Mm-hmm. Because you could fist a porcupine and then use it as an oven mitt.
What happened while we were gone away from the podcast?
I don't know. So the echidna, right? It's like a porcupine little thing, right?
A circhidna?
A echidna. And it has four heads on its penis.
And three nipples in its pouch?
Four heads. No, this is a totally different animal. The uterus or the vagina of the female of this is forked, and so the penis is forked, and then sprays like a shower head out of four heads into these two cavities, right? And then it's got a separate tube where they come out of. But, dude, and so this guy wanted to show you that. And the penis.
He wanted to show me?
Uh-huh. The penis is a quarter of its body length.
That's
and
impressive.
This thing was probably maybe like a foot and a half, right? And so he wanted to show everybody. And so what he did is he rubbed his belly until the penis was rock hard. And now, is that bestiality?
No, because he was trying to show us his penis.
So,
it was filmed bestiality.
Okay, so if you're telling me that if for educational
he
purposes...
He turned it on.
If you're telling me that for educational purposes, if you rubbed a young boy's belly until his penis got hard, would that not be pedophilia? That was for science.
That's nasty.
Same thing.
Same thing. Bestiality, yeah. Pediality, Pedialyte, mm-hmm. Pediasure.
So OPB sure. were these things.
So you were watching this on a television program?
It was a 2-hour show.
Was this on Friday?
OPB.
Saturday?
It's like a Saturday night or a Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, I remember it was a Saturday because it was all right for fighting.
Oh, I went to a party last Saturday night. Mm-hmm. I didn't get laid. I got in a fight. Uh-huh. It was no big thing.
No big thing, yeah.
Speaking of that, I did go to Guitars Under the Stars 2 days. Floater, I think, had as big of a crowd as Lita Ford, which is pretty sad.
No kidding.
Don't you think? Just because they're local.
I'm not a big Floater fan, though.
Me neither, but I'd never sat through a whole concert and stood through a whole concert or walked around during a whole concert. I saw those guys play with some friends of mine.
They have a couple of good songs.
They were good. And I don't really like their songs, but they play excellent. They're good, but...
Glyph was a special part of that scene where acid was free-flowing on the streets of Eugene.
They did a lot of the old shit. Yeah. They did like Carnival.
Like that In My Eyes of Cinema crap. And
cinema, yep.
Danny Boy.
Yeah, for sure. But one thing I do want to say, the old schoolers, Pat Travers and Lita Ford, while they played their instruments quite well, they didn't really stand up singing very well. Check this out. I got a little clip here.
Are you ready to sing?
Here's Lita Ford.
You don't kiss me deadly?
Here's Lita Ford live in Lebanon.
Okay.
She's bad.
Check it out.
Listen.
1, 2, 3, 4. I went to a party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid. Got no fight.
Here's my wife.
When is it?
Ain't no big thing. Marty's the bass player.
Ah.
Marty Friedman is playing with Lita Ford now?
No.
No.
Yeah, she's pretty bad. So at this point, you can hear me say, are we going now? Are we going to go?
Are we going?
And so, then we walk to the car, and then she sings, Kiss Me One! It's so terrible that that's when I turn off the recorder. I'm all, come on, Lita. Jesus Christ.
That guitar wasn't sounding very good at the beginning either. Was that her playing?
Yeah. Well, it was her and Gary Hoey was actually playing on this song and her other guitar player. But listen to this little, right before I turn it off, she's bad.
All right. So,
God, Lita, get a grip.
So,
And she sounded pretty bad.
How many people were there?
I'd say, it's hard to estimate, but I'd say at least 500.
All right.
Wow.
So do you think they did good on money-wise?
No. He was freaking out on Friday. And I couldn't really figure out why. We had just got there, and he's like, you and anybody else who fucking cares should get down to fucking Walmart right now and start telling people to come here. And I was like, me and Dave Wilson? And he's like, anybody who fucking cares. He's like, because if I don't get 400 more people here, I'm going to lose $30,000. And I was like, well, I came to watch the show, not go hawking at Walmart. But but then the next night, there was more people. And then Simpson showed up on Sunday, and he said, first thing they asked me if they could borrow $7,000 to pay the headliner. And I still didn't know if he was kidding, because he had a ticket for me. Mm-hmm. We're going to meet him there. He's like, I'm fucking out of here. This is all text. I'm out of here. First, they asked me to borrow $7,000, and then I offended three people with my Victims of Internal Decay shirt, so it's good as time as any to fucking leave. I'll meet you at game time.
How did he offend people with a victim shirt?
Just three people said that shirt offends me.
Wow.
It was the one that says, full-on festered, THC-infested vomit fucks.
Oh.
So that's a bit much.
Oh.
Yeah, he goes, so I'm fucking out of here, you know. And I was like, you didn't even
Was it a family event?
It was kind of family, but there was more adults there than kids. There wasn't like a ton of kids running around. Most people, I didn't even see Jason Moser because they were all in the fucking beer garden, and I don't do beer gardens.
It seems tough that, you know, I mean, that's, you got to get a lot of people there in an area where there's not a lot of people, especially ones that want to spend money for all day camping or all weekend camping passes.
There were a lot of campers there. I was really surprised.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I mean, you're going to have people that are, you know, going to be into one of those artists that doesn't come around very often, you know, that are big guitar fans.
There were the hardcore Pat Travers fans that were there that were just rocking out.
Yeah, and then you know, but it was good that they cut the price for locals.
Yeah, that was his first thing. It was like, get down to Walmart and tell them if you got your Linn County ID that says you're from Linn County, I'll give you half price on a day pass or $25 for the full weekend. Because he was just kind of grasping at straws.
Certainly.
But when it came down to
it's
last night,
it's a stressful situation to be in when you got you don't have the money up front to pay everybody.
Somebody
you know,
had mentioned, and I don't know how true it was, but they mentioned that he had put up half his business, sold like potentially put it up for sale to get the money. To
well, he would
pay.
Just probably have to
but, and then
bring
hope,
in a partner.
Yeah, and then hope that you get enough money. But all of his posts afterwards said we got just enough, did just enough to do it again next year. So they wouldn't be doing it again if they lost money, I wouldn't think. But it was pretty cool. They had lots of food vendor booths and a lot of like crafts and arts and crafts booths and a second stage at the other end of the field to where they could get done with one band and then the other band would start at the second stage. Mm-hmm. And
Lita Ford was on the second stage.
No, she wasn't. she wasn't that good. Listen to this. Maybe it happened.
We already heard it.
No, this was something else, but it's not playing, so that's okay.
If I close my eyes forever.
No, come on.
She doesn't sing very good at all anymore. I don't know what happened.
It's not even her part to sing, though, is it?
She, that's the other thing I forgot to mention. She did a lot of name dropping. Like, you guys like Ozzy? Yeah, everybody loves Ozzy. Well, he's not here, but if you guys want to sing his parts. And then she said, this next song was written by Lemmy Kilmister. You guys like what? Motorhead?
why didn't she have someone else sing Ozzy's parts?
She just sang. I don't know, because who knows?
Like Jason.
Jason who?
Ozzy.
I actually heard that she had told someone who was taking care of the back star area that she didn't want the local help to look her in the eyes. That's how big of a
rock
star.
Probably because she's got
well,
a sad
like,
look in her eyes.
People like Jeremy Rowe trying to run back there and all googly ogle Fleet of Ford.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to fuck her. So she had actually asked someone that told me firsthand, I don't know any reason why they would lie, that said, yeah, tell the local help not to look at me in the face. Don't look me in the eye. But whatever.
Weird.
Yeah, it was weird. But I didn't know the Pat Travers Band had a hit somewhere between the times that I used to listen to him, and now he had a hit with, whoa, Black Betty, ram-a-lam, damn thing gone pow, ram-a-lam, and they did that.
Did he play that one?
Yeah. Hmm. And then I looked it up, and it was like a hit for him sometime in the 90s or something. And then he did Red House by Hendrix.
Mm-hmm.
They did he did a lot of covers. It was weird.
Wow.
I want to do a song about a red house not quite so yonder.
Yeah.
You know?
With
about
black,
half a yonder
with,
over.
With black trim.
How far is a yonder?
It's over yonder. It's not a yonder.
Over yonder. Yeah.
Over yonder in the back north 40.
Did you know, here's another language thing, if I can find it real quick, that I bet you didn't know. It was one of those things, you know what I'm talking about, one of those sayings.
No.
One
of those things?
Mm-hmm.
An ism?
Yeah, the phrase, blood is thicker than water. Did you know that means the bonds of friendship are stronger than the bonds of family? It's the other way around. Blood is thicker than water means friends are closer than family.
Blood is thicker. What does water have to do with friends or family? I thought that was just an obvious statement. Oil is also thicker than water.
I always thought that when you're talking about blood, meaning of the same blood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what do
family.
You share water with your friends, like in your body?
No.
No.
Got the same water running through my veins as you, brother.
Water running through my veins. Did you know August is anal sex month?
No, but I'm going to take advantage of that. Could you send a link to my wife?
Certainly.
Because our anniversary is this weekend.
It's on Wikipedia.
Oh.
Dickipedia, more like. Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys, you hear what? Robin Williams died. Breaking news.
Who?
Yeah.
We forgot to talk about that. Mork from Ork. Shazabon.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he's an actor. He has over 70 albums. Just kidding. That's someone else. Yeah, he hung himself. Because Robin hung himself. Robin hung himself.
You know, it was odd that he went out the same way his son did in World's Greatest Dad.
Yeah. Well, did his son hang himself?
Not on purpose.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Remember, because he found him jerking a tied belt around his neck.
Yeah, but
then he hung him up. So maybe that's what happened here.
And then maybe. You know, he might have been doing that, but I don't. You never know. I have no way of knowing, but everybody else just said he was super depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But now his wife's super depressed.
So, yeah.
I did see a lot more people posting about Robin Williams and how much they loved him, but they never really said that ever when he was
that
alive.
That is known as a thing. That's an effect when
someone
people
dies.
When a famous person dies and a bunch of people like feel closer together. They're kind of getting a little bit of for themselves off the grief of someone they don't know.
Right, but it just seems like they're coming
finding
out of
a connection with other people who are grieving over someone you don't know.
Right, and then a lot of people too are also saying, "Oh man, depression is like an awareness for depression." Like, oh, everybody thought.
Certainly.
I don't know. It's just weird.
Depression, can kill.
Oh, big time! I'm close to being depressed, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I could be depressed if I was weak.
Yep.
Don't be weak.
Well,
I am kind of freaking out though.
I heard some jokes on The Sopranos. You want to hear one?
Sure.
All right. What does a blind man say when he walks by the fish market?
Morning, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
He gotcha.
Yep.
And he's never even watched that. Oh, yeah. Darn it.
Yeah. A man brings his wife flowers, and the woman says, "Oh, I suppose I'm going to have to spread my legs now." And the man says,
"Nope, I bought a vase."
"Why, you have a vase?" Boom!
Meow.
Also, breaking news, Lauren Bacall dead.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Wow.
She was one of the original...
sluts.
Andrew sisters.
Really?
No.
I didn't think so. She was one of the original Bacall sisters, I think. Who are you going to Bacall?
No, her mom was.
Who are you going to Bacall?
Lauren.
Wasn't she in some movies with Bill Murray?
Who?
Bill Murray?
Bill Murray? No.
I don't know.
Wasn't it like Rock Hudson Days?
Well, maybe.
I don't even know what kind of movie she was in.
She was in the Rock Hudson Days, like in the 40s and the 50s.
I challenge you to name a crappy Bill Murray movie.
I bet I could name one.
All right, let's hear it.
What About Bob?
What? I just watched that last night. That is a fantastic movie. I love What About Bob.
Yeah, I don't think that's a crappy movie.
No,
but Lost in Translation?
Never seen it.
That's why it's crappy. I can say it's crappy and you can't defend it. Because I haven't seen it either.
But I heard he's all on that one chick, isn't he?
How about Meatballs 2?
Never seen it.
He wasn't on Meatballs 2. Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
I don't even know. But I'm just trying to think of the fucking shit.
Or no, Meatball 2's I don't think he was on.
Is he Meatballs 1?
Yeah.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
What about does Jaws hold up?
Boomer.
Do you think Jaws holds up as a movie?
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to need a bigger boat. I haven't watched in a long time.
I think we're going to need a bigger boat. Yeah. And in the end, they didn't even need one at all.
Hey, it's been a few weeks since we've been talking to you guys, and I keep remembering stuff that we haven't mentioned.
Like?
Like the other breaking news that after they finish this tour in September, Witch Mountain will be parting ways with their singer. So maybe
you can try out.
No, but maybe our wives won't hate Witch Mountain so much anymore, because everybody's wives and girlfriends hate Witch Mountain because they got a hot, sexy, good singer that's a girl. Well, now I'm sure they'll probably get another girl, because how could they do all those songs? I was hoping that Ann Wilson would try out. Wouldn't that be cool if the singer for Heart became the singer for?
That'd be awesome, dude. Because I would love to hear Witch Mountain cover Forever or Never. That's the song.
No, they would be never doing No Fucking Heart. That's how often.
Come on,
That's how often they'd be doing those songs. Is fucking never.
What's that other one?
No, never.
What's that other one they had at around that time?
These dreams. Never.
Well, that whole album.
What's love got to do? Oh, wait, that's
Tina Turner.
No, but there
dude,
was
have you seen her lately? She's still got a nice pair of legs, dude.
She does. She's got two good legs.
I would put
legs.
Some flowers in that base.
I thought you were going to say, I have to put some flour on that fat bitch and roll for the wet spot. No. Dude, she's 70.
Hey, you know what you can do with some flour?
Sunflowers.
Add eggnog, and then that's just you got yourself a eggnog muffins, which is some flour and some eggnog.
Right on. That's really cool.
Yep, I watched that on Rachel Ray.
Dude, don't watch her.
Why?
I don't know. Why?
I'm lazy to change the channel.
She's got a nice little butt.
That is a...
You never see her butt on that show, though.
Well, I know.
You just hear her voice and her cooking.
And then
she makes men dance for the meal that she cooks.
What?
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Yep. She makes guys dance for the girls in her audience. And then the winner of the dance-off gets to eat the meal that she prepared.
I don't know if I believe that.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is. I've learned some good cooking tips on there, though. You know? They showed how to make a cauliflower non-gluten crust for your pizza.
I don't care about any of that stuff.
Yeah. You don't care about cauliflower?
I don't care about cauliflower. I don't care about fucking gluten.
You know what you will care about?
Dying?
Sort of. This is very. This is kind of related.
I don't even care.
Flames has watched 2 episodes of Breaking Bad.
Ooh.
He watched one and wanted to watch a second.
And then I think we were in the third one, weren't we?
Dude, nope. It sucks your dick like a whore. I mean, it sucks you in like crazy. I don't know why I said that. But.
Well, this is how it happened, right? We were watching something else. It was on beforehand, and then it went to that, how they're bringing it back, that Breaking Bad binge or whatever.
He turned it on that channel.
Sundays.
And, to that channel.
And then it was the next thing on, and then, you know, it opens up with them running around in that car and stuff, and... I don't know. What do you think? So I'm asking if you're gonna watch more of that series is what I'm asking. Are you interested in watching more? Because if you don't want to watch any, you know, I mean, I'm not gonna force you to watch it. But if you want to watch it, I mean, I'll watch it again.
I watched it twice in its entirety.
So I'm just wondering, are you gonna continue to watch it? Are you interested in it? Or you don't care?
Smoking kills.
I don't know. To me, it's a
gateway series.
It's a bad topic for me.
It's a gateway series. Next thing you know, you'll be watching.
But you wanted to watch it the other day, so I'm asking if you're interested.
Yeah. Dude, next thing you know,
watch the series.
I'll watch it.
Next thing you know, he'll be watching Requiem for a Dream.
You know, everybody's said it was such a good show. But I just don't. Myself, I personally don't like the topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't like it either.
I love it.
That's another chapter in the
Do you
book.
Ever go to...
I love that shit.
Do you ever go to Highland Bowl?
No, I went to Bowling High, though.
Did you ever see that commercial of theirs?
No.
Dun, 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 dun. Highland Bowl!
Highland Bowl! Oh.
We set them up. You knock them down. Highland Bowl! But it sounds like he's saying, get high and bowl.
Oh, I've got high. I went bowling.
Dude, I know. What's better than that?
Bowling high. That's what I thought you said. You've been highland
bowling. Having a pitcher.
Yeah, taking pictures, drinking pitchers. And fucking.
But have you ever, you know what, here's
bitches.
A little, the number one bowling tip that will make you a better bowler instantly.
Drink more.
No, no. Don't eat with your bowling hand.
Yes.
Oh, because you get greasy fingers.
Yes.
Yep.
You can't.
I just eat with my mouth.
Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they got fries there. They usually have like, they have greasy, salty fries at
everywhere
at bowling.
Dude, where are they
arenas.
Not greasy? Where are fries not greasy?
McDonald's.
They dry. Ah! Yeah,
I'm getting
salty.
Yeah, dude, their salt content is crackulous. Dude, somebody, Barack Obama, stole my fucking bit.
Which bit?
Barack Obama, dude. He said, the guy who makes the desserts at the White House, he said that their pies are so good, I don't know what he does, if he puts crack in them or what. And that's my joke about McDonald's fries.
Oh.
I'm putting salt in there, cracking their salt.
This brownie is so good, it's like crack. And I said,
see, I don't like
I don't
McDonald's
understand.
Fries.
When did Reagan ever try to bring down the lower class with brownies?
When he put jelly beans in them.
Yep.
I watched a show, Drunk History, and it was about Ronald Reagan. It was pretty
funny. Phil Hendry?
Phil Hendry did a different one, yeah. That was pretty good, too. Phil Hendry is actually pretty hilarious. He got wasted, dude. It was hilarious.
He is awesome. You know who's a huge
Hendry fan?
Yeah.
Phil Golding.
Yep. He is.
He's
Barnabas, shout out.
He's supposed to be coming to our Rockstar Camping. You guys are invited, too. It's this weekend at Brownsville there, about a couple miles from my house, down on my parents' property. We got 12 or 13 acres down there, riverfront property, and we're going to be camping and playing acoustic guitars and hand drums and smoking weed and burning fires and shit.
Oh, no kidding.
So Phil's supposed to be coming down. I might even get an interview with him for either this show or maybe for Stories on One Leg, or we might just talk. I don't know. He's become quite the artist lately. He's a painter now. He paints paintings with paint.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
does
you know,
he make money at it?
He doesn't use fecal matter anymore.
No, he's graduated up to actual painting with paint.
Okay.
He paints paintings with paint.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since I've seen Phil.
Yeah, and he's still playing with Arachnid, and we're going to be playing a show with those guys, Sickness in September, on September 26th up there at the Tonic Lounge.
Nice.
And they're going to play about 7, and we're going to play about 11. And, yeah, it'll be good to see Phil.
Did you ever listen to any? I gave you like a CD of Phil Hendry talk shows, didn't I?
Maybe. Maybe not, though. You gave me a CD with a bunch of comedy death rays on it.
Mm-hmm. The Phil Hendry show, that he used to do was pretty hilarious.
It's on Stitcher. I've listened to it on there before because Phil turned me on to it.
Yep. There's some classic moments with him doing that. I love that.
So I got my internet turned off at my house again.
Now that's what happens when you got the internet.
Yep.
And then you stop having
it. If you have it, it'll get turned off.
Didn't.
But we did get a thing in the mail saying that now available in our hillbilly area, Dish Network with speeds up to 4G. You've been seeing that commercial probably for months that said, do you live out in the boonies and you can't get internet? And then it had these old farmer people who were like, we used to have to drive 20 miles into town just to check our emails. Well, not anymore. You can get high-speed internet through your Dish Network in Joplin, Missouri. And then they name all these really small towns. Mm-hmm. So we called them, hey, Brownsville, Oregon. Nope, not Brownsville, but all the other small towns. So just like a week ago, right before our internet got shut off, we got a thing saying, now available in your area. So I think we'll do that and then not pay our other bill. Because fuck those people.
Not pay your other bill.
I don't like paying other bills. I hate fucking paying bills.
Mm-hmm.
And we rented out part of our parking lot this weekend. If you guys, anybody listening, happen to go to the Big Country Music Festival, we're expecting 30,000 people in our town, Brownsville, this weekend. Blake Shelton is going to be there. He's from The Voice. And so we rented out part of our parking lot for these people who have like a food cart.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell like burgers and dogs and coffee and drinks and ice cream. And they said last weekend where they were set up, they made $4,000 in like 2 days. And they've already agreed to give us 10% of their take. So we might get a little extra chunk.
I would have ran a vending for you, dude.
We got a flat fee. They're paying us $75 plus 10% of whatever they take, and there's going to be 30,000 people in town, so hopefully that'll be good, and maybe we could pay some more dues to the podcast, because I think at this point we're just, what are we doing, just a couple a month, or are we back full-time, or what are we doing?
It's hard not to renew it.
It's hard not to?
Yeah, because we've got to keep part of it going.
Right, I know. Just I just wondered if we had like a lesser amount of a bad width.
We're fine.
Oh, we're fine? All right. Well, either way, but that doesn't mean don't send money, because we begged and then we didn't really get anything from anybody, but that's okay. We're going to keep begging. We're going to do a campaign on Zappacast at some point, too. Other day.
The other day I watched the last episode of Mr. Ed.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
I didn't know the fucking Carol ran off. She left Wilbur for Mr. Ed.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding around?
Nope.
I didn't know that either. Because I don't think I ever watched the full series. I don't think I ever watched the last episode. I just kind of...
Mm-hmm.
It was a little before our time, you know, so...
Yeah. I used to watch it on Nick at Night.
What?
It was 50s, it dude.
Yeah,
it's 50s.
I know.
You're a little bit older than us.
Yeah, right.
You know the fastest way to get through a mountain?
A tunnel?
Well, if you know, even better.
What?
You get more than two people in your car, you can use the carpool tunnel.
Do they have a carpool tunnel?
Carpool tunnel.
I had that. It made my wrist hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Carpool tunnel.
I was watching Red Dawn the other day, and there was a Christian Mingle commercial in there.
Ooh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Is that a waste of money for Christian Mingle?
I don't think so.
Airing a commercial. Yeah, how many Christians, you know, fucking watching Red Dawn of all the things on TV?
Dude, Christians or people who claim to be Christians watch anything. Blackie Lawless claims that he's a Christian now. He's born again.
Oh, yeah. Think he goes on Christian Mingle after watching Red Dawn?
He still plays in Wasp and still says he's a Christian, so I think he's a fucking hypocrite.
So he's blind in Texas.
He's blind in heaven.
He's blind, and if you're blind in Texas, you're blind in every state.
Yep. Are you sure?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Hey, stop.
How many Clint Eastwoods does it take to make one Charles Bronson?
Probably just like one and a half.
Three.
What?
Mm-hmm. Flames disagrees, though. He says it takes three Bronsons to equal a Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
And I say no.
Huh. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, what's your favorite Clint Eastwood movie of no time?
Kelly's Heroes.
If you guys could have saw my expression, you would have understood the silence. But
so you're wondering, so your favorite Eastwood movie is a 1950s fucking
war movie with Donald Sutherland. It was kind of a... It was spoofy in places. It was actually a really good movie.
Sure.
So you say.
Yeah.
What about the good, the bad, and the fucking ugly?
Yeah, that was a good one,
too. I like that one.
I like that at the end when he shot the dude hanging out of the tree from the fucking
spoiler.
Bridge. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
When was that movie came out?
70.
Long time ago.
Something. What about the outlaw Josie Wales?
That's a good the one too. We were watching the other day with his wife, Sissy Spacek.
He's done a lot of movies.
What about Gran Torino?
Never watched it.
What?
I don't watch racist movies.
Dude, it's not a race movie. It's just about a car.
No. He's a goober nowadays, though.
Well, didn't he just...
He always does movies about a car. He did that pink Cadillac movie.
He just released something new that he directed or
he
something.
He did Yugo.
What?
No. 310 to Yugo.
Yugo. Yuba.
No, Yugo.
Youbringer Yuba.
Yuba?
310 to Yuba.
Yuba, Yuba, go.
Hey, Hans, are you still out there, buddy? What's in Hans's...
Sit up, player.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do with himself. I've got like 18
Blilock
CDs that he's been listening to because he just keeps sending them to me. Just kidding. He knows what's up.
Mookie Wilson.
That's his favorite basketball player. That's our new segment. Who's is Hans's favorite basketball player?
Mookie Wilson. You're thinking of Mookie Blaylock.
Yeah, I am.
Mookie Blaylock played basketball, and Mookie Wilson played baseball.
Hey, this is a repeat.
And was the subject of a Seinfeld episode.
Yes, it was. I remember this from before. So, Hans, good job because you're being honest with us. He's listening to some Alice Cooper, Welcome to My Nightmare.
Welcome to my nightmare.
And that's totally not how that song goes. But,
welcome to my nightmare.
So, since Hans.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Hey, I've seen him live, and it was.
I heard
one
that
of
he blew Motley
shows.
Crue off the fucking stage just about
Dude,
a month ago.
Anyone who has seen Alice Cooper ever has seen him live, dude. No one's seen him dead.
Dude, they saw him dead this time. He's like almost 70. He's still chopping his head off with a guillotine every night.
And he sounds good. He's
fucking political and a golfer.
And yeah, and he's religious.
And my favorite Alice Cooper song, though, is Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, Hans.
Mm-hmm. Billion-dollar babies.
Hans, you should listen to the Alice Cooper albums, Special Forces and Flush the Fashion.
And
please listen to those and tell me how much you hate them or love them, because I'm curious of what you'd like.
Oh, what was that one that had Feed My Frankenstein?
That was it.
And Poison.
Oh, Poison?
Poison.
Mm-hmm. That was just
the man behind
Poison.
The
yeah. Your lips all venomous poison. He turned into Dave Mustaine.
That's his Psycho Circus.
Psycho Circus.
And his
yeah.
That's Alice Cooper's Perry Mason.
Yeah. So since is, Hans dude. Hasn't been able to send us any of these things, he's been actually texting me about just random stuff. So I'm going to share a little bit of that with you guys.
All right. I got some random stuff, too.
He said, Uta's leaving Witch Mountain. Bummer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm up to episode 334, first guest appearance of LT on episode 334.
Wow.
So he's telling me stuff about,
when's
you
that
know,
guy coming back
LT,
on?
Mr. Thill?
Yeah, Mr. Mm-hmm. Thill. And then he said about Witch Mountain, not sure how they'll recover from that. They're good, but her voice put them where they are. So that's what
That's true, but they existed before that, though, too, right?
Yeah. But they did say on their website that they're open to male or female. I replied with,
so they're
I think,
bi band.
I said, I think they may have built a good enough niche to survive, but I'm wondering if they'll get a chick or go with a dude. And he said, I would think a chick because a lot of songs wouldn't sound right live with a guy.
Not necessarily. You can get somebody. What about if they got Barry Gibb?
Yeah, or Rob Halford.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine if they got Rob Halford?
Could you imagine if they got Barry Gibb?
Because then they'd have like, well, no, because Barry's old. Barry's
what if they
old.
Got Rollins?
That wouldn't work. I don't
think. Yeah,
they'd have some. They'd have some street cred. I think he's done singing.
Yeah, Henry? He said he's done with music. I
but
think.
Yeah, Hans said he's looking forward to new episodes, but now he's listening to 338. All so right. He's going for it. Go, Hans.
All right, I got some random facts. You want
I don't
some
know what
facts?
I've been listening to.
Oh,
I just picked a good booger out of my nose, though.
Oh, nice,
nice.
A stringer Ooh. Bell.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stringer with a bell on the end of it. Oh, thanks.
Yep.
A little booger paper. I'm going
to
send
something
this.
To wipe that on.
I'm going to send this to Adrian Bacon Farrell.
Right on, dude.
He's also been complaining. And I like said something about wanting some software for editing videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just messaged me and said, oh, I'm going to send you 3 video software editing softwares to your thing. And I was like, oh, how much do I owe you like for shipping? He's like, oh, don't worry about it. It costs way more to send you guys that package a couple years ago. Like, well, that's not the point. I know that it costs way more.
But, mm-hmm.
So thanks, Adrian, for the free software. It hasn't got here yet, but I'm sure it'll be awesome.
They call that Froftware.
Froftware.
Mm-hmm.
So that's different than Fraudware.
Mm-hmm.
Free hardware that you get from Jerry's.
Yep. All right, some random facts. You got some random facts? I got some random facts. Did you know mini pedestrian crossing buttons do nothing?
I did know that, and it's funny to watch people push them.
Mm-hmm. I always push them twice.
I just push what? Them and push. Mm-hmm. I just hold them down sometimes and
mm-hmm.
never works.
Yep. Yep. They just comfort people. They're for placebo effect.
I need to do more cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Did you know Dog the Bounty Hunter? You ever watch that show?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, actually, but I was just making fun of the song because Farmer Tape Nose was over there today saying his girlfriend loves to watch that. And he thought that song was by Ozzy. But then he decided it wasn't.
Dog the Bounty Hunter? Is that like Perry Mason?
It's
We
Armor?
Need Dog the no, Bounty Hunter.
It's by Zach Wilde, who sounds just like Ozzy, kind of, but lower register. Mm.
All right.
So anyway, what about him?
He has 12 children and 4 ex-wives.
What a fucking dick.
And has a murder conviction.
Who's that?
Who dat? Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Doogie the Bowdry Hunter.
The Bowdry Hunter.
Wow.
Doogie Howser Budry.
How many kids do you...
12. Well, 4 wives. That's only 3 apiece.
4 ex-wives, yeah.
Ain't nothing.
One is named LaFonda.
That's funny. My daughter's friends with the only black girl in the area, and her name's LaTanya.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Why do you take such a white name like Tanya and put a La?
They just want to be different.
What if their name was Laura? You name them La Laura?
La Laura.
Laura La La La
Laura.
Fucking horror.
Makes for easy writing songs for that person, though.
Sha la 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 Tanya.
Yeah, see? It's easy to write songs about those people.
Hanging up with la 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 bamba.
Did you know breast sizes are getting bigger? You probably knew that, right? Average breast sizes is getting bigger.
Yeah, because fucking women are fat and obese.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
That's why.
Now this is according to Australia. The average cup size is between a 14C and a 12D.
Oh.
That's not true. 36C.
Well, you got to figure in Australia it's... They probably
metric?
Go by, yeah.
Double and add 30?
Mm-hmm. Centimeters, maybe.
Dude.
Do you ever want to get rid of birds?
I thought we were talking about boobs. I thought we were talking about boobs.
Mm-hmm. Those random facts.
Okay.
But you ever want to get rid of birds?
Yes.
Sure.
All right.
Like not all of them, though.
Roger McGuinn, mostly. He's a dick.
Just pigeons.
Use grape Kool-Aid.
Purple drink.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They used it once to drive birds away from major airports. It acts like ammonia to them.
Ma.
So it'd just be extremely irritating.
That is irritating.
Have you ever figged?
No, I haven't.
I fig-a-dig-a-dig-digged one time.
All right, this is figging. Have you ever heard of that? It's a sexual, thing.
No, but I have a fig tree, so I can understand. Tell me what it's all about. All
right. This is now practiced in some BDSM circles, and it was invented for disciplinary use on female slaves in ancient Greece. What you do is you skin some ginger root, and then you shove it into the anus or vagina to cause an intolerable burning sensation and discomfort.
I love figging.
And they can do it to horses, too. It's called gingerine.
Ooh, have you ever done that to a ginger?
Ah, ginger, gingerine.
Ginger, gingerine. Figging in the rigging. That's
here
what
it
we
is.
Do.
We were talking about this earlier with Robin Williams on the Lifestyles of the Rich and... Wait, that's not the right Robin.
I'm Robin Leach.
The widespread grieving for a public figure, it's termed morning sickness and has been described as gratification derived from a tenuous connection to the misfortunes of others.
You're like, I can't believe that person's dead. I like them so much, but I never ever said that before. But I did like them, but I didn't feel the need to tell anybody because they were still alive. Mm-hmm. That really makes no sense. That just goes to prove, any listeners out there, if you love somebody, fucking post it on Facebook every day. I love fucking Morgan Freeman. I love fucking him. I love Morgan Freeman. Just start saying that. That way when he dies and you say, God, I loved Morgan Freeman, people can't say, oh, jump on the fucking morning bandwagon, why don't you?
Or write a song listing them like Billy Joel did.
I love Morgan Freeman and all the people who haven't
or
died
or Madonna.
Yet,
remember,
fucking Donna.
Remember Madonna did Vogue and she named all those people? All those people are dead. Did
you know
that?
Now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I think? I think that we should sit down and write a song with a bunch of people who are alive right now that are about ready to die. And then we could be immortalized. And how do those guys know?
We didn't kill these people.
Because they all died from something else besides us.
Yep.
We're going to kill these people.
We didn't kill these people.
And if they don't die soon, we're going to kill them anyway. Okay, let's start naming people. Sean Connery, Andy McDowell.
I don't know any people.
You could just name people.
I know, but I can't. I'm blocked now.
I'm going to Google people and see what comes up.
All right.
If you Google the word people, who do you think would come up first? Like examples of people?
Mario Peoples.
Billy Joel, Eric Clapton, all these fucking people. We just do all the Oh, speaking of Eric Clapton, I watched this documentary about ginger. Speaking of figging, I watched a documentary about figging Ginger Baker, the drummer from Cream.
I know who he is. Dude, he cooks orange things.
He's a ginger baker. That's right. And see, that's weird because he was born in like the late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the term ginger has been referred to as redheaded people from way back in the day.
It does have deep roots long ago.
Gingers do have deep roots. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this documentary is called Beware of Mr. Baker. Mm-hmm. Dude, he literally hit this videographer in the fucking head with a cane and drew blood because the guy got done interviewing him. Mm-hmm. I said, all right, thanks for all your interviews. Now I'm going to go talk to your luminaries. Your bullshit. I don't want you talking to any of those people. They ain't fucking shit to me. I'm fucking broke. They're rich. Fuck them. He was pissed. And he's just a dick. They ask him, like, what was it like when you got back together with Cream and performed in 2005?
Yeah.
And he's like, what was it like? It was like fucking playing a concert. What the fuck kind of a question is that? It was like fucking playing my drums with my bandmates. I fucking hate that question. They're like, you're just an asshole all the time, aren't you there, Mr. Baker? He's a dick, but it's a good watch. It's a good watch because you learn a lot. I learned a lot. And Cream was pretty awesome.
I love Cream, dude.
Blind Faith, pretty awesome. I heard Steve Winwood was pretty shitty at this concert recently.
I love Badge, one of my favorite songs of all time. If you like some nice bass lines. Great bass line.
And a good story.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you about the time you rode in my car.
I even like their songs, but they took me a while to grow on me. But I do treasure songs like Anyone for Tennis, Wouldn't That Be Nice, and The Tale of Brave Ulysses.
There's a lot of good
songs
ones
on the very opposite end of the spectrum of like in your face and something that Anyone for Tennis, something that should be on that fucking Iron Butterfly album.
Yeah.
Which is also another weird musical thing when you think about like I forgot what I was just talking about.
You're talking about Iron Butterfly and the spectrum.
Oh, yeah, when you first, like, because everyone's heard Inagata De Vida, but no one else has heard anybody.
Flowers and Beads.
Yeah, Flowers and Beads are one thing.
That's heavy metal? What?
Yeah.
That's the first heavy metal band?
But it's weird when you, like, when you first experience buying that album or hearing the album as a whole and you listen to those other songs, because I don't think anyone could ever go, like, oh, that's exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
Because it's not.
No, it was far from what you'd expect.
Yeah.
Even on all.
Maybe
on
that's
one
what
album.
They were thinking at that time, though, too. Like, let's create this song. The radio stations will play the 18-minute version. Then on the other side, we'll just put some weird songs that don't match at all.
Yeah. For sure. Ooh. New Morgoth coming out. That's awesome. I just see this now from Nathan Carson. New Morgoth.
Hmm?
You got to have more goth. I heard that's from, like, Lord of the Rings. I didn't even know about that back in the day. Fucking Lord of the Rings bullshit. Hey, you know that band Black Hair? Remember those guys?
Black Hair, women in it.
No, like a bunny. Yeah, you do.
Okay, yeah, now I get it. Oh, yeah.
We played a show with
now
them.
Now I got it, yeah. I thought
they're opening for Alien Ant Farm at the fucking Whiskey. A go-go.
Strange.
On a Friday night. I wonder how much they had to pay to get that. Hey, Athearchist played at the Black Forest last weekend. They're back.
They do a lot of self-promoting, those guys.
Yeah, they do.
And do a lot of weird social things. This is cool.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, try different things. That's what I'm saying. Try different things on the internet, you know, try to get things going. And
they sure do.
Yeah, that's how you got to do, man. More time and effort you put into putting yourself out there, the more stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, and things happen in threes. You got Robin Williams, Lauren Bacall, and then see all this artwork on my arm?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Diver Steve, dead. The tattoo guy that gave me all these tattoos died the other day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they found him in his apartment right over there on at the end of 34th across from Ma's Dairy Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Just dead in his house. He was a paraplegic. He had a wheelchair, and he had a lot of health issues. I don't know exactly why he died, but he was probably only 50.
Who was that? Sorry.
Diver Steve. Diver Steve. The guy that did all my tattoos.
He one of my sister's tattoos.
Yeah, he's done quite a few, and he's done some bad ones and a lot of good ones I've seen, but no more. He's not going to be doing any touch-ups on this anytime soon until I catch up with him wherever that was. So pour one out for your brother, Diver Steve, anybody who knew him. I don't know. A lot of people that I don't think would know him knew him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He was just he was known in certain circles. And
known all over.
Nick Porter had said, oh, I still got a tattoo gun that dude made. That sucks. But so yeah, death is everywhere.
Mm.
Hug your family and jack off before you go to bed, because it might be your last day.
Did you know one of Jack Nicholson's first jobs was answering Tom and Jerry's mail, fan mail?
No, I did not know that.
What? Mm-hmm.
That's a good job.
Who's that?
A lot of jobs in L.A. to be had. If that's somebody's what they're getting paid to do.
You imagine how many people get fan mail that even aren't people? You know, like they got those things for Disneyland. Like if you send a something to somebody and say this is my favorite Disney character, they'll like write your kid a letter that's like from Aladdin or whoever is your favorite. Maybe the genie, the dead genie from Aladdin. Too soon? Oh,
O'Neal.
There was a lot of people making. A lot of people making Robin Williams jokes on the day of, and that's fine. I didn't really get offended by it, but some people were like, that's fucking bullshit, man. Getting all up in arms on Facebook about someone saying, but you know what? Fucking deal with
people
it.
People that are going to say it just because they want a reaction, and you give them a reaction, and they just slap at you because that's what they wanted.
Exactly.
Did you know there was a kid, a teenager, who was... He was a teenager. He was born without a vagina.
Well, he was good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he was performing fellatio and suffered a knife wound to the stomach at the same time and got pregnant.
What is the relevance of the fact that he didn't have a vagina? Because he's a guy, so he shouldn't.
But he still got pregnant without having a vagina.
What?
Well, yeah.
You got to have some kind of female reproductive parts besides the vagina.
Well, maybe it was a girl. But it's all right. I'm going to read into the story.
Come on, dude. Don't give us false information.
Hey, I just read a headline.
See, I know we've been off the air for a couple weeks, and I haven't had any internet, so I haven't done any fact-checking, but we've just been talking. But if you're going to give us... false information. I can get that from the fucking Glenn Beck. Okay,
dude, I'm a big fan of Glenn Beck.
Oh, then get off of here! You can't be on this podcast anymore if you like Glenn Beck. I like
dude,
Jeff
I'm a
Beck.
Huge fan.
Yeah,
I heard Jeff Beck and ZZ Top kicked ass, and that Jeff Beck came out and jammed with ZZ Top at the end of the jam there for an All Star jam.
Do that?
Yeah,
and that was at the same time that Lita Ford was playing in Lebanon. There was all kinds of star power going on in Oregon.
Ooh. Yeah, what a time. You know, you're going to do that. You got to make sure no other major event is.
Yeah, that also hurt. That definitely hurt Lita Ford and Pat Travers having Jeff Beck and fucking. Because those are bigger names. ZZ Top, Jeff Beck.
Huge.
Totally Trump, Lita Ford, and what's his name? Oh, Snortin' Whiskey Dude. Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Pat Travers.
Yeah, I could, but I was just being a regular person.
Right.
Do you think parents should still. Should still practice bundling.
To have a bunch
you mean
of kids
like
and tie
Comcast
them up?
Bundling? Or?
It's kind of. You don't tie them all up. You just tie the boys up, right?
No.
So this is what you do when you're bundling. It was seen in The Patriot. In the Colonial Times, the Colonel Times. They sew a boy up in a bag and then allow them to sleep with the girl so they can snuggle and cuddle. But they don't need a chaperone to prevent the intercourse because the boy's tied up in a bag. And then they just throw him in there with a girl and they can do anything they can do while he's in a bag.
That's pretty much nothing.
Yep.
Kiss on the mouth.
You're in a bag.
over your head?
You're in a bag.
You're in a bag tied up.
Well, bag. Okay.
Yep.
Should be tied around your neck. I'm not into bundling unless it's like a internet and phone services or something.
So you don't think that has any place in parenting of today? You don't think that would help?
No, you can't save by money. You can't save money by bundling with your children. You'll probably end up paying more money because you'll go to jail for bundling.
See,
that has to be.
You wouldn't have.
Has to be against the law.
But see, my thing is though is like, instead of kids sneaking out of the house and going and getting pregnant, you just say, come over to our house.
You can bundle.
Yep. We'll tie the boy up and we'll let you go. We won't even interrupt you. We'll just leave you in the room.
Well, you know.
Take a knife with the impetal hole in there.
If the bag is big enough, you know, you could like.
Yeah. It's not like meant to constrict you.
You could poof it out and like make a fucking pants tent. With the fucking, if it's burlap or what is it, rubber?
Yeah, but you know,
the plastic
no
bag.
Girl's gonna enjoy some burlap action inside her vagina.
That's when
right?
I stopped mid sentence and said, "Is a plastic bag maybe?"
I would imagine it's like a burlap back in the colonial times.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, burlap tends to burlap will tend to irritate the vagina skin.
Mm-hmm. I think. But see, it would still be in the house like. It's okay if kids are drinking if they're in the house and you can watch them and you know
well,
they're not going
makes
overboard.
You itchy, so you know they're going to keep their clothes on because that's bullshit. So. I'm still stuck on.
It
using.
Could take a lot of stigma away from.
So is that kind of like for sexual for protection?
I think it's so they just are allowed
don't get pregnant,
so they don't have to chaperone.
Oh, because
when they get together, they just go, "Hey, we don't need to spend our time watching these kids."
I'm still
so
stuck
just tie
on,
the boy in there, and they can cuddle all they want, and you know.
I'm still stuck on using a gun for protection and just shooting a bitch.
You know Ellen Page?
Yeah, she's a lesbian.
Really?
Yeah, she likes to lick pussy.
Did you know she was Jim Leahy's daughter?
Yeah, she was a youngster too. That was in the first season. Yeah, she played Trina Leahy before she was ever Juno or the Whippet Girl. Or
Juno?
Juno, I know Juno.
I often joke that a banana is a ground vegetable, but did you know it's actually a berry?
I heard that a cucumber is actually a fruit.
I heard it's actually a dildo.
So is a banana. So is a banana.
I got some inside side on Judge Judy, dude. You want some inside side on Judge Judy?
Sure, we'll have some inside side on Judge Judy. Before
if you get
before
on the show, it's an all expense paid.
Oh, I know.
Pay your hotel airfare. As well as any payment for being on the show, and all claims are paid for by the show. So if you owe $5,000, which is the max, they pay it.
Yeah, everybody gets paid. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's why I want to go on there.
Mm-hmm.
He's all shorted out.
It's me.
It's him. It's because he has to have his hand on the mic stand.
Did you know? After we started using electricity in the 1800s, right?
Yeah.
Remember, so electricity is invented in the 1800s.
Barely.
And the first thing to be electrified was
a key.
A sewing machine.
Ooh.
Then a fan.
Ooh.
Then a toaster.
Then
a tea
car.
Kettle.
Electric tea kettle? No, that can't.
Interesting.
What?
And what do you think the fifth thing to be electrified ever was?
Vibrator.
Blender.
That's right, a vibrator. You win.
They got
you
vibrator.
Win the tag cast for 24 hours.
All right. That's
was
cool.
It a variable
I win the internet.
Speed or was it just one speed?
It was just one speed.
Mm-hmm. That's it great. Was, I, dude, my grandma was poor in those days. She had to get the crank start dildo.
Crank?
Yep.
Yeah, you hold it in your hand and you turn the thing on the end.
No, it was a crank start, dude. It was ran on gasoline. You had to crank start it.
Oh.
Like a motorcycle.
I bet that could get smelly in the bedroom.
You had to do it on the horse barn, dude.
Horse barn?
Yep.
The whores had their own barn?
They did, dude.
And then you just take a fucking gas-powered vibrator?
That's because you can't have one of those in the bedroom. You'll get gassed out, dude. So they just had a barn, a whole barn that they had. They had like three little power things going out there, right?
Yeah.
Of whatever we were just talking about, I don't remember.
You take that gas-powered vibrator and stick it up your ass.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they just had a whole extra barn for it, and if you just went out to the barn, you could just nobody else is going to go in there.
That's the horse barn.
Yep, the horse barn.
I fucked a bitch in a horse barn one time. I got hay in my ass. It was not pleasant. All right, you guys, we're glad to be back. Thanks for listening, and keep listening. Come out and go camping with us if you know me. Mm-hmm. You know where I live. I'm in Brownsville.
Man.
Yeah. Don't stalk me, though. Come out there if you don't know.
Hey, you know in Boston where they keep the cows?
Fucking Boston? Yeah. They keep them in the barn.
Yep, they keep them in the barn.
They keep your cows and the cows in the barn. The cows in the barn.
Now, are you saying I keep my cars in the barn?
My calves.
Cows.
I'm keeping my cows in the barn.
You keeping your cars in the barn?
My cows.
Your cars.
I'm from Australia now.
Your cars in the
Australia.
Barn.
I'm keeping my cows in the barn.
You're from Boston.
I'm from fucking Zealand.
Boston.
It's not New Zealand. It's ex-Zealand.
Boston.
We used to be Zealand. Now we're formerly Zealand. We're called ex-Zealand.
Hey, when's that one Barry O'Toole going to come back on?
I don't think he's ever going to come back.
Don't say that. He won't come back.
All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. My music's short now, and we will see you another day. Thanks to Flames for being on the show.
Yeah.
Thanks to you guys for listening.
Rock on!
Metal! What's that music is fucking cutting out?
It was, wasn't it?
I'm sweating.